This is an Equity Bates Media podcast.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Bite Size on Get Started Investing. In this series, we feature some of our favourite lessons, quotes and moments from the podcast. If you'd like to listen to the full episode, we've included the link in the show notes.
What do you got for us, Ren?
So the reason that I wanted to do an episode on some books that I've read recently was one particular book that I read, which has a terrible name, but some really good lessons. Now, the book is called Millennial Money.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I know.
Why did you choose it? When I saw it on Amazon, I was like, this is a shocking name. but then I saw who wrote it. And for those who are unfamiliar with him, the author is Patrick O'Shaughnessy, who's the son of Jim O'Shaughnessy, who wrote a pretty famous book back in the day, What Works on Wall Street.
And so my question with Millennial Money, though, it sort of sounds like it's targeted towards personal finance rather than investing. I would have guessed that without knowing who it was written by. So is it along those lines or is it investing?
No. It's very much investing based.
Right.
Okay. So to give you guys the quick rundown, it basically makes the case that we think about risk and we think about investing all wrong. And in fact, the biggest risk you can take in your life, in your financial life, is not investing. And he makes a really good case for it, and he makes a really good case for why investing is the least risky course of action. And just pulled out some stats from it. I won't do it justice, but if you were around in the 70s, and you know our parents were sort of coming up around then, you just saved your money in the bank, every dollar that you saved would be worth about 17 cents. So you would have lost about 80% of your money. If you had held treasury bonds, generally considered the safest form of investing, you would have made about if you put $100,000 in, you would have made about $50,000, so not much. But if you put that $100,000 into the stock market, you would have over $1 million. And the way he talks about that is basically the biggest risk is not, you know, how much a share price moves in a year, but the biggest risk is not having enough to achieve your financial goals or to support yourself in later life. And he then goes on to lay out like a really simple, easy to follow, easy to understand strategy to invest.
What is it?
Well, you're going to have to read the book.
I think my question with this is it might be a bit confusing to some people, Ren. You know, you're saying if you put your $100,000 into the stocks, you know, you'd make over $1 million if you put it in the 70s. But that's like not into a specific stock. He's not saying you could have put your $100,000 into any stock and it would be worth $100,000. I just want to, for the beginner, sort of frame what you're saying in the sense that, you know, investing in the market index itself is essentially what he's saying, right?
Well, to an extent, you're right. It's not an individual stock, but part of his sort of really simple to understand strategy is indexes. The normal indexes that we talk about are pretty counterintuitive. If you just are investing in indexes, you're just investing in the biggest stocks in the share market.
Yeah.
The biggest stocks are generally the slowest growers.
Yeah.
So his strategy is sort of, it's basically an indexing strategy, but it's a way to identify stocks that will grow more rather than just, you know, doing the ASX 200 and it's the biggest 200 companies.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so look, I reckon it's a really good book to sort of dip your toe in the investing water and just sort of understand why you should invest and how you should invest.
Do you need to know anything about investing to give it a crack?
No, nothing at all.
Right, nice. I'm sold.
So, yeah, push past the name and it'll be worth it. And one of the facts I pulled out of there, this is nothing to do with investing, but did you know that in 2011, Japan sold more adult diapers than baby diapers?
What, because they're aging population?
Yeah, because their demographics are so skewed towards elderly people.
Wow, I did not know that, but I guess I'm not surprised. Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty
messed
up.
So what was he saying? Invest in the companies that make adult diapers.
No, he was saying that... I actually can't remember why. I just remember making a note of that because I thought it was interesting.
Fact. Yeah, so I guess to if you're about to close this one out, then I would just like to know, he said that he sort of laid forward a bit of a investing strategy. Are you going to actually implement anything that he suggested, or has it changed the way you think about anything?
So I think we sort of follow his strategy a little bit. Really, he sort of summed it up with like three sort of overarching labels, and it was go global, be different, and get out of your own way. So, you know, very simply, go global is to look beyond the country that you're in, especially, you know, us in Australia, get out of the Australian markets and look beyond.
Yeah.
Be different is just what stocks you're investing in. So, as I was saying before, don't just buy the index with the biggest companies in a market. And he talks about some ways that you can sort of select stocks. And then the last one, get out of your own way, is, you know, don't trade in and out of positions, you know, hold for the long term, all of that. And I think, you know, we're sort of on that path a little bit. You're trying your hand at trading these days, but I think we're on the same path.
Yeah, nice.
If you enjoyed that bite size, you'll find a link to the full episode in the show notes.
You have been listening to an Equity Mates Media production. In the spirit of reconciliation, Equity Mates Media acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community. We pay our respects to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today. This podcast is intended for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general advice only and has not taken into account your personal financial circumstances, needs or objectives. Before acting on general advice, you should consider if it is relevant to your needs and read the relevant product disclosure statement. And if you're unsure, please speak to a financial professional. The hosts of this podcast and their guests may have positions in the companies mentioned. Equity Mates Media operates under an Australian Financial Services License 540697.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.